This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Conquo Lawsuit, The Lesson in Public Accusations. Speak first, pay later. The Conquo Lawsuit proves a hard truth about public accusations. What happened? Kenneth Okonkwo, a senior figure in Nigeria's African Democratic Congress, went on television and accused former IMO State Governor Achai Udinwa of extorting political aspirants within the Nigerian Democratic Congress. Udinwa responded not with a press statement, but with a lawsuit. Now Okonkwo owns a legal problem that started as a broadcast opinion. The court, not the public, will decide who is right. The communication angle. Here is the lesson. Public accusations without public evidence are not bold. They are expensive. Okonkwo made the classic mistake that trips up smart, confident people. He confused having information with being ready to speak. Those are two completely different things. Knowing something and being prepared to defend that knowledge on the record, in a legal forum, under oath, are not the same act. When you collapse that distance on live television, you hand your opponent a weapon built from your own words. The specific failure here was structural. Okonkwo made a direct, named accusation in a one-directional format. A TV interview gives you no real-time correction, no moderator enforcing standards of evidence, and no immediate accountability. It feels powerful. It is actually fragile. The moment you name someone and assign them a corrupt act, you've crossed from commentary into allegation. Commentary is protected. Allegation is tested. If you cannot pass the test, you lose publicly and legally. What should Okonkwo have done? He had two clean options. First, speak in documented patterns, not named individuals. There is a pattern of financial pressure on aspirants and certain party structures is a political statement. Udinwa extorted aspirants is a legal one. One invites debate, the other invites litigation. Second, if he had the evidence and believed in it, he should have released it before or alongside the interview, not left it implied. Evidence changes everything. Without it, the accusation reads as grievance dressed as fact. Udinwa, for his part, did something smart. He went silent and went legal. That is a disciplined communication move. By filing suit instead of granting counter-interviews, he forced Okonkwo onto unfamiliar ground and made himself look measured. Right now, perception favours the man who said nothing. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes public statements gives you framework for separating what you know from what you can say, and more importantly, how to say what you know in language that protects you without softening your message. Being bold and being reckless are not the same thing. The chapter shows you the line. The takeaway. Before your next public accusation, whether in a meeting, an interview, or a social post, ask yourself one question. Can I prove this in writing, right now, to someone who does not already agree with me? If the answer is no, change your language. Shift from naming individuals to describing patterns. Hold the specific claim until you hold the specific proof. This single habit will save your reputation more times than you can count. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.